It's official. Hall has said he will never play with Oates again. All right, there it is out there.
This can't really come as a shock to anybody who's been following their drama.
Yeah. I'm always surprised by that, though, because they never struck me as two guys who'd end up hating each other.
Yeah.
They sure do.
Funny how those things happen.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, money always gets in the way.
Yeah.
Always.
You hate seeing something like that, don't you? That's why I'm not into money. That's my whole, you know.
What's that? You couldn't even get it out.
That's
what...
why I'm
your
not,
lips wouldn't even form the word.
No. I'm not materialistic. That's why, you know, because it's not about money. It's about, you know, life. It's about living and look at the friendship. These two share. Now they're not even friends anymore. I'm upset about it. I just read something else that says, what have you become that you swore to yourself when you were young that you never would become? And the number one answer was materialistic.
Mm-hmm.
And the number two answer was boring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, am I both? Is it possible I'm both?
I hate
to sit here and say that, but that was the, like, as
but it, I don't think you had any illusions of being, what I know about you as a youth, Kelly.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you had illusions of not being wealthy. I think you were always chasing the brass ring.
Well,
yeah.
It's a constant chase from the time you're, you know, 16. You're just, mm-hmm. but it's always out of reach. You can never
attain.
Quite get it. You mm-hmm. can never attain it. The other answers given were, what one thing you swore you'd never become as a youth that now you are: boring, bitter, materialistic, a pothead. Never thought I'd be one. Now I am. Easy, folks.
Yeah.
Boring, well, bitter, materialistic, and a pothead.
I was never.
You can knock out of shape off there. I bet that's probably on the list.
Out of shape is on.
Mm-hmm. Heavy set.
Heavy set. Guy who screams, get off my lawn. You swear you'll never become that, and then you are.
Yeah.
Well, you've moved to an era where that's impossible.
Yeah. But, you know, my friend James that I drill pickleball with, who you all think may be imaginary.
Imaginary James. Yeah.
Imaginary James and I were drilling yesterday, and he said to me, my wife said, I told her we were drilling and playing together, and she said, well, I know that guy, real heavy set. And I said to her, no, wrong guy. And she goes, oh, no, he's real, real heavy set. He's thick in the chest. And he said to her, no, I don't think so. And she goes, oh, yeah. And then she pulled me up on the internet and showed an old fat picture of him.
She got a fat picture.
And he said, wow. And he goes, I haven't known you since you've been, because I've known him about a year and a half.
Okay.
He knows this version, Imaginary James. And he goes, boy, that was something. He's like, there's no way you could even function in that old body. I was like, well, I mean, I got around, you know. What's the word? Ambulatory.
Yeah, you're ambulatory.
He had that one of me on the beach that was snapped from years ago.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, it's a classic. Loaded down with beach chairs and coolers and such.
Yeah. And my wife always says, well, you look so fat because the wind is billowing up your shirt, but there's no billow there. That's all me.
That's all you. You know, whenever you say, I don't know if Biggie, if you get this image, but Kelly, when you say that you're drilling, which sounds like it's not really true pickleball.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I just get an image of Forrest Gump playing ping pong in China.
It's very. That's sort of how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And imaginary.
Do you have a paddle in each hand?
Yes. Yes. A different brand paddle so I can get used to each. And imaginary James beats me at every single drill. He's got the most magical hands. Sometimes I just say, let me touch your hands.
He's what you want to be.
He's everything. And he's in great shape. That's imaginary James for uh-huh. you. Maybe he's what I'm chasing because he's
unattainable.
Unattainable. When it's all over, there's usually just like 25 balls just laying out on the court and me standing there like, what's going on?
All on your side of the net.
On my side of the net.
And he's just not there.
He's not there. It's like, where'd he go?
James?
Jay. Who's James?
Man, you've been here for an hour alone.
Yeah. What? I always have that strange response like that. But apparently his wife knew me as heavy set.
Mm-hmm.
And that is on the list of things I never thought I would become that now I am. But bitter and a pothead. Now, listen, I know a guy who just told me the other day, I'm a pothead. You know, I smoke pot.
Said it out like that.
Said it out. Mm-hmm. And he's like, look, I'm an old pothead now. I smoke pot like every day. And I said, you ought not do that for your health, you know.
Because you said that.
It did.
I mean, looking in the mirror.
I mean, every day seems like a lot. You know, I feel like you don't get as much, you're not as functional as you should be if you're smoking pot every day.
Does this person's
do you know if this person's life slash job slash relationships have been affected?
No, he seems
by daily pot use.
No, he seems really great. He takes the edge off at home once he gets home from work by having a little marijuana. And he's like, I equate it to having a couple of beers at 5 o'clock. But he does do it every single day.
You know, this is going to be old news for anyone who's already in that world. But it was news to me that, you know, there's so many different ways you can ingest THC nowadays. Of course, there are beverages. Kelly, you're a fan of the gummies. They call the people who still smoke, who put it in a joint or a bong or whatever, they call that leaf. They're leaf users.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because they still use the leaf.
Still going the old-fashioned
way. It's not ground down or put in a different form.
Right. Old-fashioned way.
So you're a gummy man. You're not a leaf man as much.
Interesting.
No, and you know, again, those gummies are perfectly legal over at this.
At the gas station?
When you say it like that, it sounds bad.
I mean, they're called Serenity Lane. And when I need a little serenity
now.
I'll take a couple to knock the edge off. But my friend is a leaf user.
Yes.
And says,
old school.
Every day. And he says,
joint, pipe, bong?
Yes, yes, and yes.
However I can get it, man.
And he just said, you know, I guess I'm an old pothead now. And I
does
said,
his family. No, are they aware?
No, they're fine with it. They're fine with it, you know. And they think, and I said, yeah, but you're not. You don't want to do that every day. He goes, I do, and I do. I use it every day,
and every single.
And
day.
He said, I'm a pothead, and I said, you don't want to call yourself a pothead. He goes, what else can I call myself? I mean, I didn't
look at me, man.
And he said, I never thought I would become that. I was one. Look, when I was in SAS, Students Against Student Smoking, I never. Who would have predicted? You know.
You were just a few short months and years away.
I know, but I'm
wrapping your lips around that bong.
It's incredible that you say, you know, at that time, I would never want the legalization of marijuana. Now it's like people
bring it
all for it, and most states turn a blind eye anyway, you know.
You didn't put in an order for BB Shea to bring some back with you?
No.
I don't know if the New Orleans, I can't remember if Louisiana is a legal state or not.
I'm not sure. I didn't. I asked him one time to get me some Dro from Colorado. Oh,
yeah. The Dro chapter. Hydro, we learned.
Yeah, later we learned what
hydroponic.
That was. He was flying to Colorado, but driving back, which there's nothing suspicious about that.
A lot of one-way tickets for sale in the
sure.
U.S.
Sure. Out to see a Rockies game. Mm-hmm. And so I said,
I just want to see the country,
you know,
at the speed limit. Not above it at all.
Trying to hit as many legal states as we can on the way back.
Totally indescribable.
Apparently, the Dro made it to Arkansas, and that
never crossed the Mississippi. I don't believe.
I don't think it did either. So the point is, Hall will never play with Oates
ever again.
I'm upset about it.
Well, because one of them tried to sell the catalog without notifying the other.
Or their portion of it or something.
Well, and Oates said, someone asked him, would you ever consider playing with, or Hall, ask Hall, would you ever consider playing with Oates again? He says, that ship has gone, and not only is it sailed, it's at the bottom of the ocean. I've had many surprises in my life, disappointments and betrayals, so I'm used to it, and this is the biggest.
That's harsh.
It is.
It's like your weed. Are those two, this is going to make me sound out of touch, but are they in the Rock Hall of Fame? Would they reunite for that?
No. He says no.
Not even for the Rock Hall induction.
And he said, I will never play with Oates again. I mean, I don't know if they're in the Rock Hall of Fame or not.
That might be something that brings them back together.
I hope. It'd be nice. He says, look, I'm 78 years old. What am I want to?
Oh, yeah. He's right about that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. And then he also said almost all the songs. He said the songs with Hall on lead vocal. This is Hall talking. Are the songs I wrote. All the other ones, which means about 10%, are the songs he wrote. Mm. So he owns the guy. I think must have been Oates that tried to sell everything, and Hall was like, hey, I own 90% of this. I wrote these songs.
Yeah, I always felt like Oates was out more, even did his own kind of solo stuff. Mm. He always seemed like he needed the money more, probably because he didn't get the publishing that Hall did.
Well, they all say that Hall was the leader, right? I mean, it was mostly Hall.
Well, he was up front.
He sang lead on all of it, yeah.
They were inducted 10 years ago.
They've been on it for a long time. So I don't see them ever getting back together then.